Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Wednesday morning, a resident of Eureka was involved in a fatal traffic collision on Highway 20 northwest of Upper Lake, according to the Lake County Record B. 45-year-old Robert Lee Wagner was headed eastbound when he collided with a milk truck, causing his big rig to careen down an embankment and into a lake. Wagner was pronounced dead at the scene. Additionally, a 15-year-old teenager was trapped inside the mostly submerged vehicle. Emergency personnel spent more than 90 minutes safely removing the teen, including the use of water rescue, rope rescue, and dive teams. The boy was airlifted to the UC Davis Medical Center with major hypothermia. A Eureka police officer on patrol spotted suspicious activity from three people parked in an alley in the 1400 block of 6th Street on Wednesday. The officer watched as 23-year-old Eureka resident Don McElroy entered the fenced backyard of a residence in an effort to avoid contact with the officer. A search of the two men in the car, probationers 40-year-old Jonas Samore and 36-year-old Scott Campbell, and the vehicle itself turned up more than a half an ounce of crystal meth, $4,900 in cash on Samore's person, and evidence of drug sales activity. Both Samore and Campbell were arrested and booked on numerous charges, including probation violations, possession, and possession for sale charges. McElroy, who had a felony warrant out for her arrest, disappeared and remains at large. The city of Arcata held a neighborhood meeting today at the request of several business owners in Valley West. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza, along with department heads and city staff, attended the meeting and discussed a wide range of issues. Mendoza commented earlier about the most pressing issues facing the area: crime, drug sales and their use, among others.
I talked to one of the business people here a while back, and he offered his establishment to just have a dialogue, everything from streets to crime prevention, business opportunities.
Mendoza also spoke about the economic possibilities of Valley West.
Valley West is a hot area for Arcata, and it's one of the few areas left in the city that there's space for people to build and develop businesses.
For more information about the Valley West meeting, contact the city manager's office. Today, the Department of the Interior released the final environmental impact statement with regard to the removal of four hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River. The statement is part of the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, a process to determine whether or not the removal of the facilities would restore salmon fisheries in the Klamath Basin and how local communities would be impacted. Some of those impacts include economic, social, and ecological implications. Now that the final statement has been released, the matter awaits congressional action. For more information, go to the Interior Department's website. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There was a fatal traffic accident over the weekend. Dan Squire has more.
The Crescent City Coroner's Office has identified the victim of a fatal collision on Highway 101 near Wilson Creek Road on Sunday. The CHP investigation reveals that 22-year-old Crescent City resident Tucker Eisenberg was driving southbound on 101 at a high rate of speed when he lost control going around the bend in the road. He allowed his vehicle to drift into the opposite lane, where it collided with a vehicle driven by 49-year-old Philip Benner. Benner suffered minor injuries, but his passenger, 50-year-old Perry Acton, was seriously injured and transferred to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment.
The new chancellor of the California State University System, Timothy White, will be visiting the Humboldt State campus next week. White will be meeting with the press in the Corbett Conference Room on the afternoon of April 8th. On April 9th at 9:20 a.m., White will participate in an open discussion with students and faculty in Goodwin Forum. For more information, contact the university. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.